What is going on, real estate business builders? If you struggle with turning social media and what you do online in terms of your socials, your digital footprint, if you struggle to turn that into closings, this training is going to help, I promise you. We're going to start at the 30,000 foot view and set the context. How do you actually view social media in your business? Then we're going to get a little bit around the mindset about how I want you to approach it. Then we'll go into like the tactical, what you should post. And then we're going to end with a conversation about AI, artificial intelligence, and how a tool like ChatGPT can help you. And we'll have some fun with that as well. And then we'll end with a send off and a challenge to do this work on the daily. And that will help you build up the confidence and what we call the compound effect.
The real estate industry has failed to create a clear path to time and money freedom. Having helped over 5,000 families in my real estate career and coached thousands of agents to scale their businesses, I know what works and what doesn't. And my goal on this podcast is to share it all with you, the good, bad, and ugly of building a highly lucrative lifestyle business so you can focus on what truly matters in life. You won't find any hype or fluff on this show, just real-world tactics and strategies that get results. You just gotta do the work.
Let's get after it. So if you don't know who I am, my name is Lars Hedenborg. I'm the founder of Real Estate B-School and the creator of the Million Dollar Agent Method. If you want more information on the Million Dollar Agent Method, just go to milliondollaragentmethod.com. It's a six-month program. It is unbelievable. It's all implementation to help you add 2 to 3 deals per month on top of what you're already doing without paid leads, without cold calling, without door knocking, without begging for referrals, without posting stuff online and hearing crickets. Okay, so Million Dollar Agent Method, to give you some context here, this is the 30,000 foot view. There's 4 pillars. The first pillar is leveraged lead generation. I'm not going to cover the other 3, but when I think about leveraged lead generation, these are things that I can spend time on, systems that I can build or activities that I could do regularly that provide an outsized opportunity for the effort that's put in. So let me give you an example on just database. I can set up a touch system. We call it database touch blueprint. That if I have 50 contacts in my database or I have 500 or I have 5,000, it's generally speaking the same amount of effort. 10 to 15% using our touch system will transact directly or refer a piece of business to you. So if you have 50 in your database, that's 5 to 7 deals. If you have 500, that's 50 to 70 deals. If you have 5,000, it's game over. That's 500 to 750 transactions per year. And we have members that are doing multiple millions of GCI using that one system. So that's a good example. And this is how I thought about my business is if I can build out the touch sequences and focus on like getting leverage around that, automating and delegating the tasks that once they're set up, other people can virtual assistants or even automations or technology can run that system for me and it generates closings like clockwork. That's a good use of my time. Same thing goes for social media. There is a little bit of daily effort involved in social media. A lot of agents are looking to just abdicate, which is not the same as delegating, abdicate social media. We had a member asked, this was just the other day, said, does anyone know a social media manager that I can hire to do all my social media for me? And that's exactly the opposite of what you want to do with your socials. Your socials have to be a representation of who you are. And you want to bring all of you to your social media. People don't care if you listed a home, you know, just listed, just sold, open house. That is, it's okay, but it's not going to get people to really want to fight for you and help you win. The approach we want to take online is that we want to build authority through authenticity. So I'd rather have you, instead of doing like a just listed or even like a property tour on video, I mean, I guess that's okay. I'd rather have you be known as this is the person that comes online every Friday and they know every number in the market. They know exactly what's going on in the market, how decisions made by the Fed are impacting interest rates, are impacting buyer traffic or whatever, right? On the local level. Or they know about this new construction development and the floor plans and the pricing. And you know, you're choosing lanes that you're going to be an expert in, and that's how you're building authority. And then also bringing your personal into it. If you're into fitness or your faith or you know, you're into finances or whatever you're into, those are the content pillars that you're going to create content about. And it's a jab, 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 right hook is a book by Gary Vaynerchuk. And I've just started getting back into him. He's actually quite brilliant. If you can get past the potty mouth and the cursing, he's actually brilliant when it comes to marketing. And his new book, Day Trading Attention, is really on point. And when you think about your digital footprint, your digital footprint is what people experience when they go online and they look at your Instagram or your Facebook, or they just do a Google search, you know, Jim Smith, Austin real estate agent. And do you have Google reviews? Do you have, you know, content that is out there? Is your website easy to use? And there's an IDX feed and all that good stuff. So when you think about your digital footprint, I'll just ask you the question on a scale of 1 to 10, you know, is your digital footprint representing you in the way that you want it to be? And is it generating business for you? Most agents are a 1 or 2 or 3, and they're being generous at a 3 because they're doing stuff online, but there's no direct conversations that are turning into conversions, into clients, into commission checks, right? That is the, we want the effort you put into your socials to actually turning into stuff that's helping you financially, right? So you're adding a ton of value, and the natural byproduct that people are going to talk about you and refer you and share your content. That's the way we want you to approach social media. So when you think about most agents, you kind of cringe when you look at their stuff. It is a lot of ego. And the lesson here is that this is not about you. In certain instances, it is. For example, if you're into fitness, you know, I'd rather you post something about like, today was a tough day at work. I had a deal fall through. It was a tricky negotiation. It wasn't our fault, but something happened. And I still managed to get my workout in because I did commit earlier this year to get 250 workouts in. Does anyone else, you know, struggle getting their workouts in when everything hits the fan? That to me is a more authentic, rather than just doing the, you know, the video where it's like a time-lapse video of you working out and look how awesome I am, right? So you want to bring authenticity to it and not be a me monster. A lot of agents are all about them, and it's not about the journey or the struggle or connecting with people or adding value, right? If you're only doing socials to either get likes or to have eyeballs put on you or to get referrals, you know, like you have constant calls to action and you're putting up buyer guides and seller guides and just listed, just sold, that is all about you. And people know that you're just looking for more opportunity. You're not actually adding value, right? So don't be a me monster online. Then I mentioned the book, Jab, 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 Right Hook by Gary Vaynerchuk. The concept here is that you've got your 5 content pillars. 4 are not related to real estate. So it's actually jab, 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 right hook. The right hook could be something like your Friday market update, where you're giving a market update. So it's about real estate. And then you're saying, hey, listen, if you're looking to even just get an evaluation of your home, you know, prices have changed dramatically in the last 12 to 24 months. And, you know, just go to larshomeeval.com, and I'm happy to put some information together for you so you can have a really good idea of what's going on in the market. Like, that's the right hook. Everything else you post is not geared toward having people take a next step with you. It's just interesting content. It's getting people to know, like, and trust you. Russell Brunson, guy that created ClickFunnels, he calls this your attractive character. So people are going to be way more attracted to someone that's being authentic, someone that posts, barely got the kids out of the house this morning. I think one kid was missing a shoe. One had no socks on. You know, it was a bit of a crap show, but we did it. I'm still here, ready to crush today. Did you have a good morning or a bad morning? And then that's how you get feedback, right? That's way better than you ignoring that rough morning. And now you're just posting like your latte with a very nice design on the front where everything seems awesome. I think gone are the days of everything being amazingly awesome and you putting out the best version of yourself all the time. I think those days are gone. And so fight the temptation to look perfect online. People are way more attracted to who you are authentically and your actual struggles. Okay, so please, please, please lean into that. And then the last thing I'll say here, and then we'll do a little bit of an AI for brainstorming and research, is that this requires a little bit of work on the daily. I had a client, and I may have mentioned this, but I had a client that just chimed into our Slack channel and said, does anyone know a social media manager that I can manage all of my social media for me? That is not going to win. You will feel good about, you know, delegating that and paying someone to do it for you. You will get zero results. I promise you zero results, because none of who you are is coming through when you delegate that to somebody. I've known folks that are paying $2,500 a month to a company that's helping them do one long form video per month that cuts it into short form, like two or three short form per week. And they think they're doing it, and they're checking the box on that work, and it's getting nothing done. Like, it's not actually producing any result. So all we ask in our world, and the comment here is this commitment on the daily. We call it Turning Pro. It's a book by Stephen Pressfield. It's just, you have to commit to the daily process of putting yourself out there. And it's 15 to 20 minutes per day. In our system, we've got a very specific checklist that we have you follow in terms of posting content. And we've got an awesome tech stack to help you do that. We have daily posts created for you every day for Instagram and Facebook. We have 18 video scripts created around in short form, video creator around market data. So we've got a lot of tools in Million Dollar Agent Method that you can plug into, but you've got to commit to the daily process of putting out really good content daily, and then also interacting with people. You know, be social on social media. That's why it's called social media. So instead of just like mindlessly scrolling social media, the commitment is to actually engage with others, comment. It's crazy to see how old Anders is. You know, he's driving and he's looking at colleges, and that's my son, Anders. But it's way more impactful if someone posts that about me than just like ignoring it, right? So, you know, 5 to 10 times a day, you're going to go on to your friend's feeds, either on Instagram or Facebook, and you're going to like and engage and make comments. Then you're going to reach out to people personally through DMs or through Facebook Messenger. And so we have some tasks for you to do that aren't very complicated, but they will create traction and help you gain momentum when it comes to actually turning these relationships, meaningful relationships, by adding value and turning them into conversations that turn into referrals or direct transactions. That's the game that we want to play. I'm on ChatGPT. All right. I need 7 ideas for, let's say, Facebook posts that show my friends who I am authentically, while hinting that I'm in real estate, whatever, right? And you're going to iterate on this. I prefer still images to live videos, right? So let's say you're afraid of the camera. We had a member do Facebook Live every day and get 30 listings in 90 days using our system. So I would not, and we have a whole system for lives and short form and all that, but so don't really totally give up on that, but I'm just using it here as an example. Give me the recommended image plus the post for each of the 7 days. And you guys get the, and I do it mainly, you know, via voice, where I'm just having conversations. So it's perfect. I mean, it might even hurt me. Family plus real life. Right? So you at home with your kids laughing on the couch. Well, that kind of is the, you know, it's not self-deprecating, but playing outside during homework. So it could be a picture of like you looking frustrated doing homework with one of your young kids. Real life, stepping over Legos to take a client call. Being a parent and running a real estate business means I juggle a lot, but I wouldn't trade it, whether it's managing a deal or bedtime chaos. I'm in it 100%. Curious what it's like balancing it all. Ask away. That's pretty cool. I mean, not perfect, but I wouldn't have thought of that. It's better than what I would have thought, you know, thought of just sitting at my Facebook app. Okay, so let's see day 2. Local love. You holding a coffee from your favorite local spot or sitting at your go-to cafe. Starting my day. I do like these types of lifestyle. Starting my day at the brew shop where they know my name and my order. I always tell my clients, fall in love with the neighborhood before you fall in love with the house. What's your favorite hidden gem? So good. I got goosebumps reading that. I couldn't have come up with that. Maybe I'm just not creative, but you cannot claim that you're not creative and you can't think of stuff to post. It's not even an option anymore. You know, you're just not, well, maybe you don't know about ChatGPT or how to prompt it, but I'm not like a prompt engineer. You can even create like custom GPTs where it'll remember who you are. All right, so home project behind the scenes. You paintbrush toolbox or mid-renovation mess in your own home. Nothing like a Saturday DIY to remind me what buyers don't want to deal with. This week's project, whatever, right? I learn something new every time I get my hands dirty. Makes me better at spotting red flags for my clients. Yeah, so these are subtle. They're not so subtle. And you can say, how about give me five more just based on personal development / growth or fitness or productivity. This is probably what I would do. I would want to be known as like my brand. The authority that I would want to build online would be around like, man, he's the guy that sells homes, but he's always like just online adding value for that everyone can use. This is something I would literally post my morning routine, right? I actually do this every morning. Morning set the tone, no calls, no distractions. So this could be a little bit holier than thou. You got to be careful. You could, the next sentence here, I would say, P.S. Some mornings do not look like this. So give yourself grace if this morning was a crap show. Post-workout real talk. I do like these. I don't do as much of this as I should, but selfie after workout, sweaty, raw, didn't feel like working out today, did it anyway. Funny how the same discipline. Yeah. So this is super good stuff in my opinion. And you just, you pivot this conversation with ChatGPT to describe how you want to show up online and what your passions are and how to integrate them with real estate. So that's a really good one. You know, funny how the same discipline that gets me through a workout also helps me stay consistent in business. Motivation is optional. Commitment isn't. If you're building something big this year, I see you, keep showing up. That is good. That's good. So bonus three, time blocking behind the scenes. Image, a snapshot of your planner or calendar, blur names and show a stylized version. 80% of my results come from about 20% of my calendar. Time blocking changed the game for me, especially when juggling clients, family, and faith. It's not about being busy. It's about being intentional. Want to look at how I structure my week, or I would lead that with the fourth line would be, not every week looks perfect. Some days and weeks even go off the rails. And then can you relate? ? Bonus four. Yeah, great. Books that shaped me. Bonus four, a stack of your favorite personal growth or business books, physical or Kindle, a screenshot. For me, it'd be Audible. These three books changed how I think about life, business, and leadership. Book one, book two, book three. One idea from a good book can shift everything. What's one book you think everyone should read in their 30s? I don't know where they got in their 30s, but I'm in my 50s. So yeah, this is really good stuff. Then Sunday reset, an image of you prepping meals, cleaning up your desk, or writing your weekly goals on a whiteboard. The post would read, Sunday reset is my version of hitting control alt delete. Quick house cleanup, family check-in, then a brain dump of everything swirling around before Monday hits. Helps me stay grounded in the chaos of real estate and life. Anyone else love a fresh start? And I would add my weekly planning session, which I do on Sundays. So would you like these bundled into a downloadable content calendar or ready to post graphics? Yes, to both. So let's see what it comes up with, right? It is shocking how good this stuff is. And I'm like I said, I'm not a prompt engineer, but when it comes to creating stuff and you being known for something and building your brand, your authority online, this is how you do it. And in our world, we have the even more tools and graphics created daily for our members. So there's not a lot of guesswork in what we do, but I always personally need some inspiration on what to actually post. So you're not coming off like every other agent that either they're posting stuff and it's all the just listed, just sold, you know, open house stuff, or they're not even getting it done. But there's no way you can say And I don't know if this is working here. There's no way you can say that you can't think of anything. I don't know what to say. I don't know what to do. It's inside of you. And this is, oh, here we go. So this is the content calendar. I can download it. It's literally in a content calendar. Here's your content calendar. So good. And you hit download. So that's it, my friends. The takeaway here is that whatever you struggle with in terms of social media, in terms of your database, in terms of other lead gen levers, in terms of anything that you might be struggling with, it takes a little bit of thinking, a little bit of stepping back from what's actually going on, the chaos in your daily life, you know, your business life, whatever, just to think about how you could approach this with a new mindset, with a new vision of what's possible, and then absolutely lean on AI. But if you struggle with systems and the consistency and the accountability and tracking this stuff on the daily to make sure it gets done, not just for what we call brand authority and building your digital footprint, but for your database or installing tech and marketing tools in the business or a direct response letter system to expireds or for sale by owners or motivated sellers or whatever you're looking to build out in your business, we have those tools and systems already built, and we'll spend 3 to 6 months to help you add 2 to 3 transactions per month to put you in the 1% of the 1% of agents in the country. So go to milliondolleragentmethod.com and we'll see you over there. Be good.